VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump has arrived in France as part of a gathering of world leaders on the beaches of Normandy, France, to mark the 75th anniversary of the D-Day offensive that led to the defeat of the Nazis and eventually the end of World War II. British Prime Minister Theresa May, among the group speaking at a memorial ceremony, says what happened 75 years ago was a day of shared sacrifice.
As the sun rose that morning, not one of the troops on the landing craft approaching these shores, not one of the pilots in the skies above, not one of the sailors at sea, knew whether they would still be alive when the sun set once again.
Later, President Trump and others will take part in a ceremony at Normandy American Cemetery, where more than 9,000 U.S. soldiers are buried. The day before, those who took part in the invasion on the French coast had been honored in southern England. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has those details.
Near where thousands of troops launched the invasion, it was an international celebration. World leaders marking the start of Europe's liberation from the Nazis. Queen Elizabeth was a mechanic in the war and said many thought D-Day's 60th anniversary commemoration might be the last one.
But the wartime generation, my generation, is resilient.
An unusually personal note from the Queen, who said thank you to a crowd including several hundred World War II veterans. The number of D-Day vets is dwindling, and 94-year-old Donald Hitchcock says it's on each one to keep the memories going.
Let us live on, because lest we forget, we will not forget.
I'm Sagar Magani.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Denmark's Prime Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen has said that he plans to announce his resignation Thursday after the opposition Social Democrats won the most seats in the country's elections. Rasmussen's Liberal Party actually picked up seats, but the nationalist Danish People's Party that supported his minority government suffered huge losses. Protest leaders in Sudan have rejected a proposal to negotiate with military generals, maintaining the call is insincere as security forces continue to target protesters and a violent crackdown that has killed over 100 people this week. Sudanese Professionals Association spokesman Mohamed Youssef Al-Mustafa said Wednesday the call by the general Abdel Fattah Burhan is not serious and those under him have killed the Sudanese and are still doing it. The association, which is part of the Forces for Freedom and Change, an alliance representing the protesters, will instead continue its pro-democracy campaign to force the military to hand over power to a civilian authority. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that President Trump has signaled that he's planning to move forward with the tariffs on Mexican imports unless more progress is made at the U.S.-Mexico border.
While Mexico's foreign minister says he's optimistic about the talks, President Trump tweeted from Ireland there isn't enough progress to stop him from launching the import taxes on Monday. But some Republicans in Congress are threatening to take steps to block the tariffs. They worry about the impact on the U.S. economy, on consumer prices, and on a new trade deal with Canada and Mexico.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. About 1,000 Central American migrants were intercepted in Mexico near the border with Guatemala. The AP's Ed Donahue.
The group included many women and children. Military police, immigration agents, and federal police blocked their advance, showing a tougher new stance. But this man says Mexican officials opened the door and allowed them through because they came calmly and did not come to cause problems. Later, unarmed agents wrestled some migrants who resisted to the ground, but the vast majority complied and boarded buses or immigration agency vans to an immigration detention center. This man says his group is from Honduras. He says life is very hard in Honduras. Many say they were getting away from gang violence. I'm Ed Donahue.
Two American women accused of joining the Islamic State terror group, along with their children, are heading back to the United States. Kamal Akif, a spokesman for the Kurdish-led administration in northeast Syria, told VOA the women and six children were turned over to U.S. custody Wednesday in the city. The U.S. State Department Wednesday said it was assisting with the repatriation of Americans from Syria, though officials declined to provide specifics. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vander. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again today. And stay tuned because I'm going to rock the African continent one more time. Our first stop today is going to be Cameroon with the sound of John Boisjean. And this is Bibotan from Cameroon to the Central African Republic, Mama Ateka by Jesu Lukota. And then to Equatorial Guinea with Mulema by Kendo. But right now, Bibotan by John Boisjean of Cameroon.
Machaya wulen ying a chan, makama chabi botana ya no ye. Mama nyam nango yi bi botana mon fils, sois obéissant. Machaya wulen ying a chan, makama chabi botana ya no ye. Mama nyam nango yi bi botana mon fils, sois obéissant. John Boxer. Di botan ma ja di botan ma mero
e amba ma mommi mai di botan
ola ma ja di botan ma mero
e amba ma mommi mai di botan mama bi me mama e amba ma mommi mai di botan
e yo me lo babo la forte de forte, ma soeur personnelle. Et on me loue pas pour forme, bille et nigné. Me met, me marque ma houle et ta méta minchante. Que j'en te camonne. Adjoute mal en oua, me ma, n'ose ma vole, me ma. Et n'y a la mintang, ané, jaloux, ma comme ma houille.
Je cherche ma vie.
by Kendo of the Equatorial Guinea, and before that, Mama Ateka by Jesu Lokota of the Central African Republic, and then Bibotan by John Boisson of Cameroon. This is the African Beat, and I'll be right back.
You don't have a problem, but if you have a problem, we got the solution. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned! Hi, I'm Kate Turner from Enugu. I love African Beat on the Voice of America.
You don't have a problem, but if you really think you do, then we have the solution to your problem. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America. Monday through Friday, with me, David Vandy. Welcome back to the show. This time, the African Beat moves to the Cameroon. Said Comorien, in Cheza, Zaki Latino. And right after that, Bell's Techne by Teddy Afro of Ethiopia. And then Body Rule, Kenyan Girl by Mr. Ray of Kenya. But first, Cheza, Zaki Latino by Said Comorien of the Cameroon.
Just African beats. African beats. African beats.
I'm locked in, so bad I can't. and intend election. Be the father, mother, cook, innovation. Nasura Yakokama, new invention. Bowser for Bush, Yaku, a sanction. Naku and be a girl, special attribution. Be the boys, all the satisfaction. Lazima to own your generation appreciation. Request of mine, take me higher place, Niperud boy, girl, just a one chance.
Body Rule by Mr. Ray of Kenya. Before that, Bell's Techno by Teddy Afro of Ethiopia and Cesar's Zaki Latino by Said Comorien of the Comoros.
The African Beat with music of Africa from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. This is Fire by Caddy Black of Sierra Leone. And after that, Dame B by Agia Bomofo of Ghana. But first, Fire by Caddy Black.
Babylon style, Caddy Black no go mash up at all. that we go build and get a better nation. I beg we make we give the youth them occupation. So that we go build and get a better nation.
Can't come up, exchange, baby. Telephone, come on, can we come on? at your top. With them maybe, with them maybe, bra, the cotocoto, but for Wabi, and no wa ma we sabwa at your many individ will be at him be bene. Neck queer.
Check it out.
I pay and song.
Check it out.
Check it out. And the phone. Fender,
what up,
check it out.
Damn it.
When you're mammy down here to Gambia, I go near you. Tommy and come in Shabrina. And I don't panic back and send you out on set. Yes, you want your way. Sassamon to that. I was so bored then, sir. When you're mammy, read it up, we are. It's too many and don't be any. That you need them, baby. That means you make them, baby.
Of Ghana in Dame B and then Fire by Cardi Black of Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vanney here in Washington, pushing and pulling the records. Stay close, I'll be right back.
African Beat
is the best. It's number one. We love it.
Yeah, we don't do am again.
Into the valley of the pump.
the mountain. Buckle the hip tight, don't make the shake. You be the pilot, take control. You got the power, you got the will. Show the say you not gonna begin. I say, who that be toxic? Who that be abusive? Who that be make like sin and then Baba be building? Who that be say we not gonna make it?
I lie, you be lying.
We going higher and higher.
Chasing the sky.
You the bamboo going hating.
Look we the fly.
We busy counting our blessings.
You wonder
some of them see we go down.
Goes to Zambia. We crisscrossing the continent. Bambikile Umuti by Danny, and right after that to South Africa. Ato in Haibo. But first, Bambikile Umuti by Danny of Zambia.
Mami wandiwe, ala bambikile umuti. Ekuwa, ekufuaya kandi kuyo mulo beni. Ebiya, inshande chula,
ebumba,
inshwandiwa. Bambikile umuti. Baby, yeah.
No.
Inshande chula,
Papa,
Inshande
Arthur of South Africa, and then Bambikile Umoti by Danny of Zambia. Well, I'm sure you've had a wonderful time with me today, so I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vanney here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
Yo.